Well, the first question that I'd like to ask is how you've been involved with World Heritage, how long you've been involved, what your role was, and whether you've been personally involved in any decisive moments or issues that set precedents for the convention.
I was modest involved in the 80s when I was working in the UK and was part of a group that was trying to persuade the UK to sign up to the convention. It did so a little belatedly.
Yes.
I was much more involved when I was associated with IUCN as the chair of the World Commission on Protected Areas, and then subsequently from 2000 to 2004 as the vice chair with special responsibility for World Heritage. So in that period, really 1994, when I started as chair to 2004, I was pretty closely involved, and I must have gone to about half a dozen of the World Heritage Committee meetings. Since I've left my position at IUCN, I've been more involved, particularly with the National Trust in the UK as a trustee of that body, and that's enabled me to see some quite interesting World Heritage issues within the UK, which no doubt we'll talk about.
Good. And in terms of decisive issues that you were personally involved with during that period?
I suppose quite a long list of individual sites, but maybe the kind of two big issues that I was most engaged in was making sense of the concept of cultural landscapes and working on IUCN's behalf in the seemingly endless process of revising the operational guidelines, which finally went to bed in February 2005, I think, but it's already being changed again, I see.
There are now 2008 guidelines.
The 2008 guidelines, indeed there are.